Global warming, as its term implies, is a global problem. And to address it, most scientists agree action must be taken on a global scale. The international agreement to combat climate change is the Kyoto Protocol. The United States is not taking part in the treaty, but efforts are underway here to curb greenhouse gas emissions. As part of an occasional series on how individual citizens are responding to climate change, Anna Solomon Greenbaum has this story.
Just outside Washington, D.C., down at the Public Works compound in Tacoma Park, Maryland, a few dozen people are watching their mayor cut a wide red ribbon to celebrate the town's newest equipment.
All right!
It's not a new dump truck they're cheering. It's taller and shinier than that. It's a brand new silver silo filled with 21 tons of corn sticking two stories up into the clear, cold sky.
It's a great big, huge symbol about people doing things differently.
Eric Brown is one of 10 Tacoma residents who will burn that corn to heat their homes this winter. The corn kernels, he says, are clean, cheap, and warm.
You know, they say that environmentalists, they're the type who shiver in the dark and they knit sweaters out of old mop heads. And boy, does this put the lie to that.
Standing nearby, Ashley Flora looks up at the silo. She and her husband just bought a corn stove last week.
The heat is very pleasant. It's pretty to look at. And it's nice to be doing something for the environment.
And Flora says there might be indirect benefits.
I told my husband, congratulations, here's your new exercise program. Our house is kind of up on a hill, so carting the corn up from the street up all the way to the stove, who needs a gym membership? You've got corn to carry.
One corn burner says his heat bill went from $1,500 to $300 the year he switched from oil to corn. Others say they're glad to be supporting the Maryland farmer who sells them the corn. He tries to farm it sustainably by using manure for fertilizer and letting the corn stalks compost back into the ground. Everyone says the silo will make burning corn more convenient. Mike Tidwell squats below the silo and fills a bucket with corn. This is what he'll do every couple weeks. Then he'll drive it home.
This is my house. Come on in.
Tidwell directs the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
So anyway, just lift the bag.
He says even after factoring in the fossil fuel that's used on the farm or in transport, corn is far cleaner than natural gas or oil. It emits only as much carbon dioxide as it absorbed while it grew.
When this thing is full, it'll hold 75 pounds of corn, and that'll go a couple of days, 2 days.
When Tidwell started burning corn last winter, he had to make frequent trips 40 miles out to the farm because he didn't have enough storage space. He knew if he wanted corn burning to spread, he'd have to bring the corn to the city. So he asked the stove's manufacturer for a grant to purchase a silo.
He saw the logic of that argument immediately and agreed to put the equivalent of a $3,000 grant toward the purchase of this.
Tacoma agreed to put the silo on its property. Then Tidwell ran into a problem he hadn't foreseen.
I started calling local insurance companies, and they said, what? You got a corn silo in an urban area, and the people are going to come and get corn? No, we never heard of that. We can't insure something that we have no established risk pattern for.
Ultimately, Tidwell and the other corn burners gave the silo to the city, and the city put the silo on its insurance plan. Tidwell formed a co-op so Tacoma families could buy their corn in bulk, and now 10 households own corn-burning stoves like his.
There's a very modern computer circuit board here on the side. This isn't like an old cast iron wood stove. This is a modern corn stove that's super convenient. So you have 5 heat settings on the side. We've got it on the lowest of 5 heat settings, and it's heating the house very, very well.
Maryland is encouraging corn burning by waiving the sales tax for residents who buy corn stoves. Still, each one costs about $2,000 and another few hundred to install. But Mike Tidwell thinks the long-term savings will win all sorts of people over, even outside of places like Tacoma Park, which is known for its progressive politics.
I would not have bought a corn stove to begin with or worked this hard to create a cooperative and have an urban corn silo if I thought that this was just going to stay here in Tacoma Park. We are early adopters, and I think we are showing that this is a good idea, that it's practical, it can be integrated into a modern lifestyle, it can save you money, and oh, by the way, it helps stop global warming.
Tidwell predicts the co-op will keep 100,000 pounds of CO2 out of the atmosphere over the next year, and he expects many new members will join. There's even room, he says, for a second silo. For Living on Earth, I'm Anna Solomon-Greenbaum in Tacoma Park, Maryland.